It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. We've spoken a lot on our air about how artists have struggled during the pandemic. For many early and mid-career musicians, the disruption has been a disaster, causing the cancellation of so many performance opportunities. Our sister station, WQXR, is now trying something to help offset some of that disruption. They're calling it the Artist Propulsion Lab. It's a new initiative to help promote and support artists during this time. Ed Yim is WQXR's Chief Content Officer and joins us now. Hey, Ed.
Hey, good morning, David.
And as part of this project, we'll be airing some of the artist's music here on Tuesday mornings on Morning Edition. Today, we've been featuring several pieces by the flutist Brandon Patrick George, and Brandon joins us as well. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning.
So, Ed, let's start with you. Tell us about this project, this Artist Propulsion Lab, and what inspired it.
You know, artists are really the molecules, I think, of the music field. Without artists, we don't have orchestras, we don't have chamber ensembles. And artists during this time really don't have the same sort of infrastructure that cultural organizations have. They don't have boards of directors, they don't have fundraising departments, they don't have endowments. And I have to say that I can't take credit for the idea of the Artist Propulsion Lab. It was really the wonderful team that I am honored to lead at WQXR, who, when I came at the end of September and said, what should we be doing for New York right now? They said, we need to help the artists.
Now, I understand you received something like 60 nominations, candidates for the lab. Tell us about how you chose the artists who are part of this.
We reached out to a broad network of musical presenters, educators, conservatories, more established artists in the New York area, and asked them for two or three names each. And the nominations poured in. And I have to say that all 60 of the nominations that we had to cull down to six were worthy, exceptional musicians. And we will be going back to that list in the future to see if we can help some more people.
And Brandon, we've heard a few of your pieces this morning already. We've been using them during some of our breaks. So let me apologize, first of all, for giving the weather over some of your performances. But tell us about your music.
The music that you're hearing is from an album of flute sonatas and solo works that I recorded in 2017 and 2018. And when the pandemic struck last March, and you know the city shut down, and I was sheltering at home in Brooklyn, lots of artists tried to find ways to stay active, to stay engaged with audiences, and to stay inspired. But to be quite honest, I didn't have that same drive, if you will, because I was sort of like in a state of grieving, a loss, right? My touring schedule had completely stopped. I was no longer able to be with my colleagues whom I make chamber music with on a daily basis on tour. But something did occur to me is that I had this album that I had recorded that I had put so much work into. And because of my grueling schedule, I simply didn't have the time to finish the final mastering process and things like that. And I said, well, I'm not really inspired to do something new right at this moment, but why not get this music out into the world? And lots of people have reached out to me because they were wanting things to hear, to enjoy at home, because they could not go to concerts. And so I really felt a push to get it out in the world. And so the pandemic gave me that time.
You mentioned chamber music, and chamber music just doesn't work on Zoom, right? I mean, you really have to have that live exchange, that live interplay with this intimate group of musicians.
Yes, and that is pretty much impossible to do. I have had some opportunities to gather safely with some colleagues after, you know, multiple COVID tests and strict distancing restrictions. So I was able to do some things in person, but it has presented quite a challenge for us because we do need that energy. A lot of it is that connection, that responding right in the moment. And that's something that we can't quite get even with the best of internet connections.
We keep talking about what life is going to be like when this is all over. Brandon, what are you looking forward to once the pandemic is behind us?
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to being back in the same room with colleagues and in the same room with audiences. You know, for me, performance is a part of me is I'm sharing what I have with the audience, but I'm also getting a lot from the audience, from their energy, from their presence, from their focus. And it's been such a strange thing to perform for a camera, but not be able to sense who's out there.
Hmm. And Ed, could you tell us about a few of the other artists that are going to be lined up in the coming weeks?
Absolutely, David. You know, we really looked for a balance of gender, ethnicity, instrument types, and we've got Jordan Bach, who's a fabulous Jamaican-born violist. We have Kelly Hall Tompkins, who is a great violinist, and theater lovers might remember her from being the fiddler in the last Broadway revival of Fiddler on the Roof. We have a great piano trio called Junction Trio, and we have a wonderful pianist named Orion Weiss. And last but not least, we have a superb mezzo-soprano named Kara Dugan.
Okay, we're looking forward to all of that, and we'll finish today with a performance of yours, Brandon. Can you tell us what we'll be listening to?
Yes, you're going to hear Bach's Solo Partita in A minor. This is a fantastic work. Bach did not write a lot of unaccompanied music for the flute. This is actually the only piece. And it's a piece that I have to say brought me a lot of comfort during this time when I've been isolated away from the stage, unable to make music with others.
Brandon Patrick George is a leading flute soloist and chamber musician. His debut album was released in September of 2020. And Ed Yim is WQXR's chief content officer. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.